This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry, trying to imagine a soft drink with the name of Rumsfeld, okay? Rumsfeld. Drink Rumsfeld, right?
Yeah.
It would take some rehabilitation for the former defense secretary to possibly be popular enough to have a beverage named after him, but not so Joe Stalin. Boris Maximov joins us. He's a BBC Russian services editor. He's on the line from Bush House in London to describe that Russia has started producing Stalin-logoed sodas to mark a World War II military anniversary. Boy, if Rumsfeld needs some rehabilitation, Joe Stalin certainly needs some, but it sounds like he's doing pretty well right now in Russia. Boris?
Yes, he's doing pretty well because there's been a fairly concerted campaign over the last 10 years from the authorities, from the top down, to kind of rehabilitate him. For example, you know, they changed the history school books because history is being taught as a compulsory subject for all the children in schools. And they rewrote them, and now it mentions in one sentence that he did kill quite a few people, but how many exactly is disputed. And then it stresses that he was a very effective manager. And sure, he was not perfect, but he was very good at running the country.
This is what the school books say. Not, it doesn't say that on the drink bottle or anything.
No. But, for example, as a result of that campaign, it's been going on for almost 10 years now, or trying to rehabilitate an idea of a strong, effective leader who will save the country and move it somewhere, guess whom they're hinting at. There was the campaign to restore Stalin to at least some kind of glory. So his pictures suddenly appeared at least on one subway station in Moscow recently. One of his statues recently appeared somewhere. There was vodka called Stalin for quite a few years now. And if you listen to opinion polls, for example, in Russia, ordinary Russians are being asked who in history, in Russian history, in 20th century or 19th century, was one of the main great heroes of the country, they invariably mention Stalin in the top three or four. And in the latest opinion poll on the subject, they mentioned Stalin and Solzhenitsyn at exactly the same level, which is kind of somewhat ironic because Solzhenitsyn spent his time denouncing Stalin's crimes.
Now, you know, Lenin, of course, has been a trade figure for quite a long time. Why do you think this particular brewery took, or particular beverage manufacturer took this step?
Because they read the same opinion polls as I just quoted you, and if somebody is popular, so it's not at least among a larger section of population.
No, I understand, but why are they first? Why did they step out first? Do they have a reputation for being conservative or a reputation for being edgy?
Neither. They just want to be popular because I told you, there's Stalin vodka been around for a while, and not just in Russia. I've seen a Coca-Cola bottling plant in neighboring Georgia that produced simultaneously Coca-Cola and vodka called Stalin.
So, Boris Maximov, what does Stalin, the drink, taste like?
Well, I suspect that it tastes a lot of like any other soft drink, kind of gassy chemical.
A gassy chemical. But, I mean, is it going to be really sweet, or is it going to be sort of sour?
Of course it is sweet. Russians have a sweet tooth. You know, give enough sweetness and enough drink, and the country's happy.
So next time you go back to Moscow, you're going to bring some out?
Probably not. There are better things to take out from there.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll get you on the show to talk about that next time. Boris Maximov, BBC Russian Service Editor. Thanks so much.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.